It is hard for me to think about or talk about the story of Wicked without also remembering the Wizard of Oz. Growing up in Kansas, the story of the Wizard of Oz is one that is woven through the memories of my childhood. Some of you might also remember how it played on television every year. It was an annual event. And we watched each year as the lion searched for courage, the tin man for a heart, the scarecrow for a brain, and Dorothy for a way home. Like these beloved characters, each of us came to this congregation searching for something. Maybe it was connection or spiritual growth. Maybe it was a desire to be seen and loved. Maybe we were seeking respite from a world that seemed to have gone completely mad. Or maybe, like Dorothy, we were looking for a place to call home. I found my way to UUCL 13 years ago, seeking a place that offered a liberal religious education for my children, a place that would allow them to question and explore, a place that would love them for the amazing humans that they are, and would support them as they wrestled with finding their way and making meaning from the world around them. I found that place. Not at the end of the yellow brick road, but tucked away on this little winding path. The first time I visited this congregation, I came alone. I was greeted warmly at the door and invited in. I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect from this new place, with this religion that I was not familiar with. I sat in the pews toward the back on the left side, and I tried to make myself as inconspicuous as possible. I looked at the books that were tucked into the back of the pews that we had then, and trying to find both something that made me look like I was engaged in something and some clues about this mysterious place I had entered. As you know, it is not easy to hide in this space. The only books that I found were the hymnals. And so I opened the front of the gray one that was there and found a list of principles. The first principle stated that we affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of all people. And a few lines down, the free and responsible search for truth and meaning. In that moment, I knew, I felt in my body that I had found the place I was searching for. A place that aspired to do the two things that I wanted, to love my children as they are, and to help them wrestle with their questions about the nature of God, the universe, and all the big things. But little did I realize in that moment what this congregation, this faith, would unlock in me. I often say that I came here for my children, and I fell in love with this faith, with its message of liberating and transforming love. The book, the Broadway musical, and most recently, the movies, Wicked, tell the story of a character whose narrative was largely overlooked in the original Oz series, that of the Wicked Witch, also known as Elphaba or Elfie. Long before Dorothy drops into the storyline, Wicked meets Elphaba and Galinda, with a G, who are roommates. Their times together have many challenges, and they are not so thrilled that they have been assigned to living in the same space. Early in the story, they write home to complain about the fact that one of them is utterly green and the other is, well, blonde. The two learn to see one another in a different light. And as their friendship grows, the song For Good highlights this metamorphosis and the universal truth about the power of relationships and gratitude. It shows connection and love have the potential to change us for the better. A few years ago, members of this congregation participated in a series of workshops titled Transforming Congregations. And one of the most poignant things that I took away from these sessions was about how we welcome folks in. This goes beyond what we do on Sunday mornings when visitors arrive, although that is so very important. But this is talking about the ways we consciously and unconsciously make space for others in the life of the congregation. There is the welcome that says, come in, here we are, here's what we can offer you. There's the welcome that says, come in, here we are, and here's how you can join us. And then there's the welcome that says, come in, here we are, here is who we are right now. Let us both be changed by one another's presence. This last kind of welcome is the one that makes space for others, not so that they fit in, but because we know that we will both be transformed by the presence of one another, that we will be different because of our time together. This is also one of the powerful lessons that we learn from the story in Wicked. In the second act, Elphaba and Galinda recognize that their lives have been forever changed because of their friendship. The songwriter, Stephen Swartz, uses many metaphors to illustrate the changes in these characters. And each of these metaphors represents not just a change, but a transformation, a change that is permanent. Who can say if the change is for the better, the song says, but each is changed for good. It is a lasting change. One of the things that I love most about the stories of The Wizard of Oz and Wicked is that each of the characters, the lion, the scarecrow, the Tin Man, Dorothy, and yes, Glinda and Elphaba, already had all that they needed. It was already inside of them. They just needed someone to see it, to name it, and to help them claim it as their own. That is what this congregation has done for me. You invited me into this pulpit, encouraged me to speak my truth, saw in me a calling I had not yet articulated for myself. And when I finally did accept that calling, You checked in on me. You held me when things were hard, trusted me with your stories, with the leadership of this congregation as your board president. You empowered me to step into this role and onto this path. You let me know when my words held power and resonated with you, and you have been my faithful companions on this journey, walking alongside of me. In many ways, this past year has felt like a long goodbye. There have been occasions too numerous to count when I have been flooded with the realization that this is the last time with you. In a couple of weeks, I'll begin an internship, and spirit willing, we'll move on to serve another congregation after that. I hope that I'll have the opportunity to be with you all again, maybe as a guest preacher, maybe when you dedicate a new building. But our relationship will never be as it is now. As is so often true, this is both a beginning and an ending. But as in the words of the song, whatever way our stories may end, I know that you have rewritten mine. So much of me is made from what I learned from you. Wherever my journey leads, you, each of you, will be with me like a handprint on my heart.